This week on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story from Centerville High School about parents communicating with their teenagers.
You know your kids better than anyone else, right? Inside and out, right? I'm sure that that's how my dad felt up until last week when I gave him a reality check. My parents got divorced when I was 7 years old. Before then, we all lived together happily in our little ranch-style home in suburban Centerville, Ohio. But as my parents' relationship began to dwindle, so did my affection for my father. Finding out the harsh truths as to why my mom left him really hurt my, at the time, 10-year-old sister and me deeply. As we grew older, my sister and I, being teenage girls, began spending less and less time with our father. It went from every other weekend to an hour-long dinner twice a week. Since then, our relationship hasn't changed much. Dinner every once in a while, a ride to school here and there, that's just our normal. Sure, I appreciate that he makes an effort to spend time with me, but he will never understand who his daughter is as a person. I can genuinely say the only people in my life that know me for me are my boyfriend and my best friend, Michelle. Throughout my teenage years of struggle and self-discovery, they understand who I've become as a person. But my dad, not so much. In hopes of bringing him up to speed on his complicated and forever-changing daughter, I decided to give him and Michelle a little quiz.
Check two, check one, two. Jerk.
Alright, so now I am going to be interviewing my father, and we're going to see how well you really know me. What are the three most important things in my life?
Music, your cat Gordon, and friends.
So now I am going to be interviewing my best friend Michelle. Say hello.
Hi.
What are the three most important things in my life?
Your family, your music, interest, and your happiness.
How would you describe my political views?
Very democratic. You hate Donald Trump.
I'd have to say extremely liberal.
What type of music do I listen to?
You will listen to alternative rock, rock and roll, maybe a touch of country, but I doubt it.
You listen to a lot of music, but your favorite type of music is rap.
What is my biggest fear?
Snakes.
Being a disappointment, but you never are.
Okay, what would you say is my biggest insecurity?
I would have to say your weight, but you're beautiful, no matter what.
Thanks.
Your self-confidence. You have a lot of self-confidence, but you tend to hold it back.
What do I plan to do after high school?
I have no idea.
If I could live anywhere in the world, where would I go?
Someplace warm, along the beach. Los Angeles, maybe.
Chicago or Seattle, and you ask your dad all the time about going to Chicago, and we went there on vacation, and it was super fun.
It was. Probably the best, weekend of my life ever.
I agree.
Who are my three closest friends?
Meg, Samia, and Michelle. Chicago Michelle.
I'd have to say Meg, Chris, and me.
Yeah. When the interviews were said and done, and I compared my dad's answers to Michelle's, I was disappointed, but I wasn't shocked. I knew there were some questions he would get right, but I knew that there were a lot that he would get wrong. Michelle knows me better than anyone in the world, and my dad doesn't. My father knows me for me when I was around 10, but I'm 17, and I'm growing up, and I'm changing, and I'm becoming a woman, and I don't know if he'll ever be able to catch up on everything he's missed.
For Dayton Youth Radio at Centerville High School, this is Sarah Wayman.
That's a story entitled Inside Out, written and produced by Sarah Wayman, a senior at Centerville High School. Special thanks to Trisha Rapock, Sarah's teacher, Tim Grant, Jay Weymouth, and Michelle. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basine Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.